come from the rising sun. We love our home, we no feel long. If you like, you shoot me gun. Ochina Magaya Chan, Esefo Lagaya Chan, Tulia Malagaya Chan, Chukwa Biama Nibu Chan, Anadi Manya Klapai, Ezebu Beset us free.
Who is there for more Bia France? Who is there for more Bia France? Who is there for more Bia France? From the hands of the zoo, Kayo Bachu Mopioma. Kayo Bachu Mopioma. Kabia Flavia. Chukwa Biama.
Kwabiama Ezebu Bogodon Ucho Tai. In the walaita lie, they make our people cry. When I look up to the sky, I begin just to the cry, try. See how our people just they die, just they die, just they cry, try. All we want is Biafran restoration. We are tired of the zoo and the corruption. I say we are tired of the zoo and the corruption.
Thank you. to pop your man. Can you bet to pop your man? Can be a flap yellow.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is another news hour. This is another Radio Biafra live broadcast on this day, the 21st of October 2015. We are reaching you live and direct from London. My name is Chairman Four, and with some degree of certainty, we are reaching to the ends of the earth. We are coming at this time because of some very important and urgent consultations that we needed to make. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We apologize for coming this time, but of course, it is very, very important that we did what we did before coming live. Before we proceed, before we go any further, we will hand over the proceedings for this evening. We will hand over everything that we are going to do into the hands of God Almighty Himself, the author and finisher and perfecter of this movement, this project, Restoration Biafra. We ask God Almighty, He who sees in secret and in the open, to come and take charge and control. As always, as we gather from east to west, from north to south, we dedicate ourselves unadulteratedly to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. And because this is a divine project ordained by God Almighty Himself, we ask Him to pilot the affair. That every deliberation, that everything that comes from our system, that every of our thoughts, actions, and words will be geared towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra, will be geared towards advancement of this cause. We are not also forgetting the leader of this movement. Of course, the arrowhead of this movement, the arrowhead of this family, the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, who is, of course, not here with us because he is still being detained, but every effort is being made, and very soon, by God's grace, he will be with us. We are not forgetting him. God, you know why everything happens. From every available evidence and everything we can perceive as human beings, these are necessary steps that we will pass before Biafra will come. And so we accept it wholeheartedly, but do not forget your people, because the enemies are locking, the enemies are planning, they are having nocturnal meetings, they are also planning very big and unimaginable evil against your people. And therefore, since we are with you, we believe that you will do it for us. Since this project is yours, since you called us to this all-important aspect of our life, to demand, to agitate, to push for the final quest for the restoration of Biafra, we are not afraid, because we know that in the end we will win. Give us victory, that your name will be proclaimed from ends of the earth to the end of this world and beyond. We have asked in your name because you know whom we are. You have called us by your name. And so, destroy every plan of the enemy continue to hound them, continue to give us victory over them. Wherever they come from, whether from the air, from the land, from the sea, grant us victory against them. That your name will continue to be glorified in our lives. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are welcoming you from wherever you are. For some people, it may be their morning. For others, it may be their afternoon. And for the greater part, it may be any other time of the day for you. Wherever you are, provided that you have applied yourself to the quest for the restoration of Biafra, provided that you have interest in the advancement of the freedom of the oppressed, this program is for you. The number to call when we, of course, start accepting calls remain +447405-964146+447405-964146. For obvious reasons, I will only take calls on this program. I will only take calls. If you know whatever you want to say, you say it. There are so much to say, and I am not going to prompt anybody. If you know whatever you want to say, go ahead and say it. But remember that the leader of this movement, Nnamdi Kanu, is still in detention, and so you must do everything humanly possible to contribute your quota towards his release. We are expecting his release, but he's not yet here with us. We are on the internet, we are on satellite, we are on shortwave, and we are on other platforms which we don't even know, because other organizations, individuals and groups pick up our signals and they help to transmit it. We also have our app. Download Radio Biafra app on your mobile devices and you will be home with this program. Once again, I am not going to do any other thing than to take calls. There are people who are obviously jubilating that the leader of this movement is detained. There are people who are also working with Hausa Fulani oligarchy to make sure that the Biafra Restoration Project is derailed. We are telling you that in the end, we will be victorious and you will fail. It's as simple as that. Already there are people who are making every effort to persuade the British government to stop Radio Biafra from broadcasting. There are people who are persuading the government of the contraption called Nigeria to muscle the United Kingdom officials to place before them the issue of the fact that they have bilateral trade relations and therefore as a result to stop Radio Biafra as a condition. We are warning you this time around that you will be disgraced once again, just like the ill-fated NBC National Broadcasting Commission of the zoo called Nigeria tried. You will try and you will fail. We are giving you advance warning once more that you cannot stop Radio Biafra. We are telling you that you cannot. If you try it, you'll be disgraced once more. If Radio Biafra is stopped in the United Kingdom, well, legally or officially as the case may be, in the next minute, Radio Biafra will be broadcasting from different countries. We will give you this advance warning and it is going to happen. If you try this, you are going to fail. That's a promise. If you try, you are going to be disgraced once more. So don't even go there, but if you can, if you want to try, go ahead and do it. Radio Biafra is everywhere. Radio Biafra is heard on this planet Earth. insofar there is life, insofar there are people who are tuning in on radio, on internet, and who are using other mobile devices, you will be able to get Radio Biafra. So if you want to use Radio Biafra as a bargain chip in order to further relation between United Kingdom and the zoo called Nigeria, it will be a diplomatic disaster for all of you. We have warned you again, just like we warned the ill-fated NBC, not to try the nonsense that they tried. If you go ahead and do it, you'll be disgraced. Not even the zoo alone, but the UK, United Kingdom. And I think that there we do the right thing. By respecting the quest for free speech, any assault on Radio Biafra, any assault on Biafrans, is an assault on free speech. It is an assault on freedom of expression. It is an assault on freedom of association. And it should be seen like that. Once again, an advance warning. If you try to stop Radio Biafra for United Kingdom, you'll be disgraced, because you cannot stop it. It will not have effect. The number to call once more is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. If you call this number now, we will take your call. This is a very special broadcast this evening. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Please go move away from the radio, or you turn it off. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. We'll take another call.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is Mr. Awupa Sunday Meji calling from Igota. I hail from Ogoja in the Kwara Mikugome area of Cross River State.
Thank you very much, my brother. Welcome to the program.
I just want to sound a warning to tell the world that the Nigerian state is a terrorist state, that the Nigerian state is an Islamic state, that the Nigerian state is a lawless state, that the Nigerian state is a very crude and unrefined state. In the 21st century, they are infringing into the right of human dignity. They are infringing into the right of speech by detaining the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, and which the British government has a law that was written by Hedis Kapu, which said that you cannot detain an individual who committed offense or whatever for 24 hours without being charged to court. And the leader of indigenous people of Biafra was detained for good 4 days and up to now without being charged to court. In fact, it is unthinkable. It's unimaginable. A great and a first class injustice that the world is looking away. I cannot even understand. This right of Habis Kapu is being adopted by the Blue Constitution from British. And the British government is keeping silent because they are scavengers. Since the inception of the British government, the British government has never been a self-reliable economy. They are parasitic. They are scavenging all over Africa and other places, particularly the zoo. They are draining the zoo of this economy. And I am telling the world, particularly the British government, that if they are claiming to the ignorance of what is going on, of which are the principal and effective culprit of what is going on, David Cameron, you should be aware. He must have to live up to his responsibility. Otherwise, the British government eventually will leave to regret it. And in fact, I don't imagine up to this extent.
Yes.
Buhari, the so-called Buhari, a terrorist, a pedophile, an Islamic jihadist that does not know about fundamental human rights, and even the so-called senators of this country are keeping silent over this kind of tragedy that is going on in this country. In fact, they shall live to regret it. What the answer Fulani are known as jihadists. They are prescribed jihadists. They are called jihadists. They are nomadic headmen. They have never been known for governance. And that is why the Nigerian government, the Nigerian state, is so crude and unrefined. And I'm telling Buhari and the world that they shall never live to contend with the aftermath of what is going to happen. If they fail to allow the Piastas to live and manage their resources, if they fail to release the leader of indigenous people of Piastas, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. In fact, let me hang on for now. Good evening, and God bless every supporter of Piastas, freedom, the friends of freedom, and
yes, his credit is finished. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Abutuku Obidibo. I'm from Mbuke Village, Monarchy. I'm calling from London.
Thank you very much.
I'm thanking all our Biafran people that have been fighting for us down in their friend land, and our mothers. I'm thanking them so much for the whole thing they have been doing.
Yes.
And I thank you, Uchemofo. I think I'm pray that God Chukwu Abiyama will be with our director, whatever it is. He will go and
he
come
is.
Back. He's a man.
He is the hero.
When he called heroes, he is a hero. He's a man. I'm really proud of him, and I'm really proud of what our people have been doing. And I'm sending this message to Buhari. Buhari, I know you'll be hearing me right now. Whatever, wherever you are and whatever you are doing, you are down, you are failed. All your plans, all your evil acts is already on the floor. Then, Willie Obiano, you are so stupid. Look at other governors, some of the governors in Biafra land. They keep quiet and stay and give people a chance to do what they're doing. And you think you're too clever. I don't know, all those things you guys are doing, Willie Obiano and other people, that are shooting our people, killing our people, where do you think you will be? Where do you think you will stay when Biafra come? We look for you and shut you down. You have your own family. You have your own mom, and you're shooting somebody else's mom. You think I will leave you? You think we will leave you to go away with that? Willie Obiano, you are dreaming.
That is pathetic.
Willie Obiano, you are dreaming, drunker. You are dreaming. You have your own mom. You are enjoying your own mom, and you're shooting somebody else's mom. You don't even have your respect. I think you may, somebody like you, I think you'll be even beating your own mom. Because if you have the mind to shoot somebody else's mom, it means that you are beating your mom every, you're not a human being, Willie Obiano. Shame on you. Shame, governor. I thought you are educated. Rubbish. You are not educated, Willie Obiano. You are a fool. You are an animal. Stupid idiot.
He will live in shame forever. He will.
You say, look at what he's doing. You know, look at you, Willie Obiano. Look at what they're doing to people who vote you to the power. You get the power now and you want to treat the people for our someone to like you. To the pit of hell. Willie Obiano, I promise you. All of you, both Buhari and Co, Obasanjo is among them. I don't know why people have forgotten Obasanjo. Obasanjo killed a lot of Biafran people. Obasanjo killed a lot of Biafran people. And whatever, and I had his comment last time that he would do to Boko Haram what he did to, how he defeated Biafran people. That what you say last time, don't worry, Obasanjo will come for you, because even your people will use knife and slaughter you, you Obasanjo, because you are the chief of evil. Chief of evil. And Willie Obiano, let's see, you will see what will happen to you. Have your own family. And one, the more you guys don't want to release director Nnamdi Kanu, trust me, there will be a time when we look for your families, whatever they are. We look for families whenever they are. And
of course, we cannot continue to be pushed to the wall. We have the right to defend ourselves.
Yeah, we have to defend ourselves, because once we catch any of your children or family or mother or father, then you release our director for us. Our director is a human being, and your children are all, or your family member are all human being. You take soldiers and army to surround yourself, and you think you're in heaven. Look. Soon you come down. When you come down, you go back to the street. Look what they have betrayed this guy, the governor of River State or whatever. You know, look, Obiano, I'm sorry for you. Trust me, I'm sorry for you. You will see what you did to yourself. You betraying your people for Asa Aramajiri. Asa Aramajiri that doesn't even have anything to do with. We don't have the same culture. We don't have nothing. We don't have anything in common. Look at Buhari. When you look at his face, look at how he looks like an ugly monster. Eh? You're trying to. Don't worry. Let me just leave for other people to make calls. Thank you very much, Uchamofo.
Thank you very much.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If anything happens to Nnamdi Kanu, then you will understand where you are. If anything happens to Nnamdi Kanu, then hell will be let loose. We are waiting patiently for his release, because we are undergoing a process. We are patiently waiting. If he has scratch on his body, we will not keep quiet. This is Radio Biafra Broadcast. Number to call remains +447 405 964146. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Call on the phone, your name.
No, I won't let this happen. Turn off the radio or move away from it.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is Reverend Mickey Regasa.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Anacha.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let me talk to the churches around here. I want to ask what they are doing. Churches, all the church leaders, what are you people doing? Why do you stay aloof about this issue? If the Fulani outside succeed, you will not have church to pastor. And the church is the first target they always make. Church leaders, what are you waiting for? You're waiting until our suffer and they begin to bombard all the churches. Then let me know where you'll be. I want to assure all that Kano is coming back. God
of
knows
course.
Why this happened at this time.
Whether they like it or not.
Kano has been traveling to Biafra and coming back all the time. Nothing has ever happened to him. For God to allow this one to happen this time, I want to assure you he has a purpose. And that purpose is going to come through. Nothing is going to happen to him. We all are praying for him. When no man's heart failed him concerning Buhari, he's already walking cops. Prostate cancer is killing him already. Maybe. And let us see what is going to happen, because it's not half of what God is planning. Buhari, you're already a walking corpse. We're already a walking corpse. By God's grace, you may not survive this year. Because the blood of the innocent ones you have slaughtered, they are haunting you every day. I stand today as a servant of God to nullify every spell you have cast on Nigeria. You have cast on anywhere that made all the evil you are doing, nobody talking. You used the blood of human being and animal to perfect what you did. But today we are using the blood of Jesus to nullify all your spells and whatever you have prepared. For this one that have crossed over, came to Nigeria, Biafra, wait. God is going to seek all of you here. The God of Biafra, the God of this land is waiting and is walking. We are going.
Yes.
There is God. And very soon we are going to know that there is God. He's walking. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother.
Whether Obiano or whosoever, their children, we know where they are. That we are not there does not mean that we don't know where they are. Let God keep fighting this battle for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Igocha.
Thank you very much.
Evening. If I want to respond to that man who just called calling the pastor. Before I go on, let the whole world hear the statement of Ahmadu Bello he made in 1957. Ahmadu Bello made the following statement, especially to those God caused what they call them, Ohanese, who we always talk of our founding father. In 1957, Sir Ahmadu Bello said this. He said, we the people of the North, take note of that, not the people of Nigeria, we continue our stated intention, which means they have intention stated, to conquer the South. And to dip the Quran in the Atlantic Ocean after the British leave our shores. Now, to that, my brother, know that most of the pastors, they are Yorubas. And because they have a strong affiliation to Hausa Fulani, even the so-called pastor, during that election, I was surprised that even some of the pastors were campaigning for Buhari. Even a woman after the son in Tidy Lessing, who has strong members in the far life, the husband is in the far life pastor. She was campaigning seriously for Buhari. So this is why the people of Biafra should wake up. Today, I heard that Buhari has just commissioned a super highway from Cross River to the North. What do you think is for the people? Is to make a way for easy access to his people to run down. Come into your Biafra to the Alaba. All those bombing, I see them as military strategies. So we have to wake up.
Hello. Yes, it appears you are off. I don't know what happened. You may have to call us by this radio Biafra live broadcast. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Meswell. Good evening to all of your friends listening to my voice. I greet you here from South Africa. My name is Samuel Okwo.
Thank you very much.
I'm from Devon, South Africa. I must commend you, Mr. Meswell, for your courage, for your indefatigable efforts towards the restoration of Biafra. Most of all, we all are weeping, we all are in mourn, we are in pain. Our director is been languishing under the custody of terrorists, under the custody of a jihadist, under the custody of a beast called a human being. But I have few words for him. Maybe he thinks people are promising, people are warning, people are giving ultimatums, nothing has yet happened. Rally, I believe you're hearing my voice now. Nalikano is worth more than the whole North put together. Nnamdi Kanu is worth more than whoever you call as your hero, Ahmadu Bello or whatever you call them. Our generation can never produce a one quarter of the person you are holding. The person you are holding is an atomic bomb. The person you are holding is a ticking time bomb waiting to explode. We're really the jihadists. I know your heart is hardened. you promised Jonathan that you will make his government ungovernable. You assembled Boko Haram to scatter his administration, to cause confusion everywhere, to shock blood of innocent people just for I don't know what you are seeking for, Buhari, but I'm promising you I know where I'm coming from. From where I come from, we do not talk too much. We do not talk too much. The type of hatred I have on houses particularly, if peradventures we lay our hands on gun, if peradventures we lay our hand on anything missile, Buhari, Hausa will be written off the earth. You've been in power since the Easterner Biafran. We took our eyes away from all the money, all the oil you guys have been sucking. We've been engaging in our trade. We've been allowing you guys to be riding over us as if we are dumbs. We are not dumbs. Just that we are peaceful people. But now you've pushed us to the last level of defense. Really, what you're looking for, you must share it. Thank you, Channel 4, and thank you to all the people listening to my voice now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. Thank you, and God bless. It is very important that the world continue to take notice that the contraption called Nigeria under the leadership of Muhammad Buhari, the terrorist supporter, has been clamping down on people's freedom and rights to associate, has been suffocating and trampling on freedom of association and freedom of speech. Twenty pro-Biafra protesters arrested for treason, remanded in Port Harcourt prison. It is very important that we take note of all this, and we are asking our people on the ground to make sure that these are brethren. Do not just stay there for nothing. We must extend hands of fellowship and stand shoulder to shoulder with them. Our people were protesting against the illegal detention and continued incarceration and torturing of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, by the Nigerian murderers. Security agents, of course, under the watchful eyes of Buhari, who, of course, confidently stood on the floor of the United Nations and supporting the right of Palestinian people, of course, the right of every human being must be respected and protected. As he was advocating and presenting himself as a pro-democrat and as a human rights crusader, in his backyard, he is busy suffocating freedom of speech. He is busy subjecting innocent people, indigenous people, to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. And it is a disgrace on the world body that they allowed him to stand and address them. Today, our people are being detained, they are being hounded, they are being shot because they believe in the quest for them to be free. Because they are agitating and standing on their right to self-determination, and the world is looking the other way. We are bringing this once again to the attention of the international human rights communities to take note that the Biafran people are the most endangered species of human beings on this planet Earth, and especially in the contraption called Nigeria. It is very pertinent that our people be encouraged by the circumstance we find ourselves, rather than being discouraged. They are doing this to instill fear in you, but we cannot allow that to happen. Because we are a people, it is very impossible, impracticable, for you to categorize a nation, a group of citizens of a particular country, in this case Biafra, as terrorists. Where in the first place Nigeria is the original corrupt entity that corrupts anything that it comes in contact with. Biafran communities were in existence before Nigeria even was contracted. Biafran communities and families and villages and community structures were in place before Nigeria was concocted. And I wonder how anybody can stand and call him or herself a Nigerian and be arguing against indigenous people and be arguing against indigenous values that were there from time immemorial with respect to the emergence of the contraption called Nigeria by Lord Lugard and his wife. And so Nigeria is a fraud right from the outset. Nigeria is a rogue state being controlled by rogue elements and has no basis. It has no right. I mean, the agents of Nigerian state have no right to continue to molest the Biafran people. Biafra is a cause for which its time has come. And no man, no woman born of flesh, no group of people born of flesh can stop it. That is why to your tigering, a lot of things are happening. You want to suppress the Biafran people, but they are still moving. They are still soldiering on. Make no mistake about it. One Nigeria means and stands for the continued oppression of Biafran people. It means servitude. It means slavery. It means trampling on the rights of indigenous people of Biafra. In essence, without the people of Biafra, there will be nothing like one Nigeria. Nigeria is sitting on the blood of innocent Biafrans, massacred in cold blood. We ask the United Kingdom, of course, and their government, and its government, to reason like, or to conduct themselves as responsible members of the international system. Because it is very, very unfortunate that here in the United Kingdom, Scotland wants to be on their own and they subjected it to democratic process. They allowed voting. Even Britain wants to. They want to vote on whether or not to be in EU. How much more the original people, indigenous people of Biafra and other indigenous people lumped together in the contraption called Nigeria. Why are you holding these people? If you want to know whether people want to be together in the contraption called Nigeria, allow a referendum and you will see what will happen. Why are you trampling on the wishes of the people? And at the end of the day, we have found that the British government cannot let go of the indigenous people. They cannot let go, they cannot allow them to exercise their right to self-governance. And so, we must do the obvious. The obvious is for us to stand up and be counted, to believe in what we believe in and to defend it with tenacity, with commitment, and with pride. There is nothing that you can do to quench the spirit of Biafra, because we are determined and you can't stop it. As you can see, no matter what you do, no matter what anybody think of, no matter all manner of crimes you are committing against the Biafran people, Biafra must be restored. Our people are being detained, our people are being hounded like animals, they are targeted in their places of worship, they are economically emaciated, they are politically disenfranchised, and they are doing all this with impunity, and the world is looking the other way. But here comes a time when a group of people have stood up and said, enough is enough. I want to encourage all indigenous people of Biafra, wherever you are. Imprisonment may look or sound scary, but at the end of the day, and as God has shown us, these are the necessary steps that we must all pass through for Biafra to be restored. It could be me tomorrow, it could be another person next time. But one thing is clear, we have the right to defend ourselves. We have the right to existence, just like every other human being. And so we must take solace in all this. Our people are being pushed to the wall, and the world must take notice, because we have to live. Tension is building up in Biafra land. People are angry, and it is getting to a point where we can no longer hold them. We are documenting all these that are happening. We understand that the Nigerian army, Nigerian police, Nigerian navy, a combined force of Nigerian security apparatus, have been going in the dead of night, arresting Biafran youths and dumping them in detention camps in prisons. Some of them are shot. Some of them have been whisked away to unknown destinations. And this is why Radio Biafra is in existence in the first place. To expose the evil that is the zoo called Nigeria, and to stand for the truth and freedom of the indigenous people at all times. If you doubt what Radio Biafra stands for, if you doubt what Radio Biafra can do, take a lesson from what has happened to the ill-fated MBC of the zoo called Nigeria. It is as a result of Radio Biafra that they organize digital workshops. It is as a result of the disgrace they got from Radio Biafra that they quickly organize digital broadcasting workshop and called international partners to come and rub minds together with them. It is as a result of tiny Radio Biafra, which they ignored in the first place. But today they're having nightmares. that everybody is now running helter-skelter. And we are telling you that the journey has just begun. If anything happens to Nnamdi Kanu, then you will see the resolve behind this effort. We have taken advice, we have taken instructions from credible quarters to continue to trade cautiously, but we are approaching the limit of our patience. We are documenting all the atrocities being committed against our people, and you cannot escape it. And so, every member of this family should be confident and be proud of whom he or she is, because we are going somewhere. Do not think that we are stupid. We are running this live commentary for a purpose, and we are taking notes of everything. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are not forgetting our people who are in detention, and very soon you will see that you are not alone. We are calling on our people who are still sleeping in different parts of the world. Stand up and be counted. Go on the streets on peaceful demonstration. Tell the world whom you are. Tell the world that our people are being hounded like animals, that they are being killed, they are being wiped away, that we are a people on the verge of extinction, that Biafran people are the most endangered species of human beings on this planet Earth. Be bold enough to do that. Be courageous enough, because the spirit in you is not that of timidity. It is that of courage and boldness, and that is the spirit of God. If you doubt what we are telling you, Radio Biafra started on a very, very insignificant note. Not on a very, very modest note. They have tried all they could to make sure that Radio Biafra cannot do anything anymore, or that Radio Biafra goes extinct or closes. But at each and every moment, they found out that what is behind Radio Biafra is more than what they see in physical terms. And that is why we are sounding this warning to the British government, who we understand are now thinking on how to stop Radio Biafra. We are telling you that if you stop Radio Biafra in this minute, in the next 5 seconds, we can come up with multiple radio stations, and they will be broadcasting to the ends of the earth. We are telling you this because we take pride in what we are doing. And this is where you will lose the battle once more. The people of Biafra must be left alone, because we are a people and we have value system, and we come from somewhere. We must go to our fatherland, which is Biafra. The number to call once more remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. If you call this number, of course, we will take your call. Otherwise, we will continue to soldier on. Our mothers were shot yesterday when they were on peaceful demonstration. And the evil behind the shooting of unarmed women who were protesting illegal detention of the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra, who is Willie Obiano of Anambra State. The man without shame. The man that will continue to live in shame until he passes away on this planet Earth. That's a promise. Wherever he is, he will live in disgrace. From this time onwards, no amount of security will save you. Even with your security, you will be brought to a level that is very insignificant, and that where you will be nobody. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
How are you doing?
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Ingoja.
Yes. What is happening where you are? What's your name?
My name is Peter Nkiriki.
Right.
I'm from Ingoja.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and make your point. I don't know what is happening. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
My name is Leki Pius. I'm calling from Igosha, Biafra land.
Thank you. Thank
good
you.
Evening, which are you for?
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Well, after assessing the activities of Willie Obiano, my word to him this night is that the blood of Abel is crying in the wilderness. Cain knew what he did with his brother and came out to deny. Willie Obiano, the so-called gentleman of Anambra Government House, has not listened mayhem to Biafra's, his own blood relation, his own blood. More so, or worse still, to order the shooting of a woman when he already knew that he came from a woman's womb, and he decided to waste the blood of a woman. I do not know whether he knew what he is doing. It is time for Biafran to rise and raise our voices against Willie Obiano. He has not made 4 years in that position, and yet he has taken pride to himself. The blood of Abel is crying in the wilderness. He should know that he cannot get away with it. He is fishing in a deeply dangerous water. If a man who is being constantly rejected at the polls by his people to represent them at the polls start to parade himself as the very voice of the people, that is his funeral. Willie Obiano should know that Biafra has been existing before his emergence at the government house Anambra State. So we are watching him very closely. If you know, he has children, he has mother or father, and relations spread across Nigeria or outside Nigeria. And he knows that their fans are closer to them everywhere they are. When the time comes, he should not blame anybody. And he should also know that the security that he gathered around him could turn around to him one day and start to look at him with the barrel of their, with the mouth of their barrels. He should know that. He should know that he is not only found in Anambra State Government House. He takes a trip out, either by plane or by road. And he cannot forget auto crash. because of blood he is letting. He should keep on letting blood. One day, the ant will suck his own blood. I mean, will he, Odiano? He should know that Biafra has been existing before him. And he should have respect for Biafra and Biafra. That woman that he shoves. In Igbo land, when women come around your area and pollute for you around on the ground around your area, you know the implications and you know what it means. I don't think he is a real Igbo man. So, Willie Odeonu, if you think that you are a human being and you know what it means, apologize to Biafra. Apologize to Biafra.
Apology is not enough. Apology cannot save him because he knows what he was doing and he has a mission.
So his own people should advise him that one day he will leave the government house and become an ordinary person in the name of Biafra. Because he thinks Biafra cause is a toy, is a play. It's not a toy's play. On the other side, Buhari is not holding our director. Britain is holding our director through Buhari. Buhari is just an honorary agent. We know what these British people are doing in Biafra land. They are monitoring. They are beating the band. I will want all the Biafrans in diaspora, those that are closer to David Cameron, to rally around there and protest in that area. So that all the British people will know what David Cameron is doing in Biafra land. Just as we have done here in Biafra land, in all the states of the Biafra land. I want to hear that these people, our people in diaspora, doing so. So that the people in Britain will know what the Cameron is doing. Maybe they will not, so that they themselves can text, they can call their president to order, because they are killing their friends. This is what I have to say. As for Willie Obiano, one day the ant will suck their own blood. Thank you very much, Uche Mefo, and may God bless you and bless all Biafra.
Thank you very much.
In the name of Chico Sabian.
He say an amen to that. Thank you very much, and may God bless you too, and bless your family and family of Biafrans all over the world. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are. They are not talking. We take another call. They call on the phone, your name, and where you are. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Another caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are.
I'm William. I'm the Yahoo people. I am in that affiliate.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Welcome, Deputy Director.
Thank you.
I wonder what Buhari will be doing. I don't know, a man who came into power using threat. How can a leader who is coming to lead the public come to power using threat to enter to gain power? The statement we made here, I think Goodluck was a real man. He would have ordered this man and asked him to explain the reason why he made that question. What does it mean that if what happened in 2011 should happen again in 2015, by God's grace, the baboon, the dogs and the baboon will be soaked with blood. First and foremost, he had four count charges over that statement he made. Number one charge is that you ask him what happened in that 2011, because you know what, when two people contest an election, one must fail, and the other to relax. Then, now, another charge is that, who are the dogs? And then who are the baboons? And then what machinery would lead you he soaked them with blood. When he knew that he is not in power, he is not in command of the army, he is not in command of the Air Force, neither the police, nor the Navy. And then yet, he says he will soak the dog and the baboon with blood. What does he mean by that statement? So, I have a full answer over that statement that he made. Assuming good love was a real man, he would have called him to order to explain such a statement. He made another statement that says they either conduct free and fair elections or they go a very disgraceful way. So how can we reconcile this statement? So they should be careful of what they are doing and allow us to be. We have a nation called Biafra, and that nation called Biafra, and we have that the war between Biafra and Nigeria. So it's a nation, it's a nation. They made that mistake and allow us to be. So there has been an old wound. That wound will never be healed until this nation is alive. So let any man know whatever he is doing. I don't know, and to our fellow veterans, Pedro Biano and the rest of them, they should be careful. I'm begging them to be careful and the Joshua of our own time. This is the Joshua of our own time. Remember, Joseph led the children of Israel into the land of Egypt. And Moses came and led them out of Egypt, but they couldn't get to the promised land. Joshua of their own time came out. So we have who led us into this much of this trouble caused by Britain. And now, our own Moses, which is General Odupu, has led us out of that very darkness. Now, again, because we couldn't get to the promised land, but now, we have had our Joshua, the Joshua of our own time. I urge every dear friend to join, to put hands on deck, so that we can fight this very cause to the end, and that at the end, victory shall be our own. Our men will celebrate. So, I want to urge every activist and freedom fighter that they don't always come. So, for us to take heart, I am an IPOB member. I want each and every one of us to take heart and fight this very trouble, because those who fight this just cause does not always come. They don't have an upper hand in the government. Like, we know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes.
Who fought for the rights of the black.
Yes, my brother, try to summarize this, because there are so many callers on the line. Try to summarize it. Go ahead, please.
So that's what I'm saying. So let everybody join this very trouble. Wherever you are hiding, come out and join this trouble. And I want to tell you, our brothers in the so-called South South, we should forget that nonsense. We are coming south, because when Nigeria said we never had anything like South, it was eastern region, northern region, and the western region. So before the man came and joined us together, the Lugard, and gave us a name after a river. That river is nobody's name. So we have our name as Biafra. They have their name as Adewa Republic. You have this Yoruba. How can a man? Why is it on earth that a mistake in Europe, a mistake in Britain, France, and America is a time in Africa? A very grievous mistake in Europe, Britain, America is a very big time, a great time in Africa. So they should be careful in what they're doing. I don't think they are pushing us. They don't want us to vanish out of the surface of the earth. Let us ask them to allow us be in the land that God created us and put us into. So thank you, Ito Lefo, and thank you, every dear friend, and all over the earth. And I pray that our director will not be harmed, and at the end, victory shall be ours, and future generations shall celebrate with bonfire. I want to advise you today that You see this trouble, if we abandon it and refuse to fight this very fight, our children will need to fight this very fight. Because our children will need to fight this fight. And will nobody knows how much it will cost them. Because it may cost them a very painful experience. So we need to build this background, this foundation we are building for our own incoming children. Not that we are not doing this just because we want to assume power or anything. No. We are fighting the just cause, our freedom, and then our children's children, so that this very fight, they will not need to fight them again. If we history cannot vanish on the surface of the earth. So if we are now, if we do not fight this very fight and keep our children, they will get up one day, they will still begin to fight the fight. And some people who are always cowards, because it is only a coward that dies 100 times over before he's dead. So there are so many people that will still be afraid. So it is better everybody get hands to so that we start this very fight and victory shall be held. So I pray in the name of Yahweh Yeshua. Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking. We take another call. They call on the phone. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello? The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. We can't continue wasting time.
Hello. What's the issue before, my brother? Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My brother, thank you so much for your courage and everyone. I thank everybody. My Mezu. Oh, me, oh, everybody, I thank all of you. You people are making us proud here. My name is Emmanuel and Ibog. I'm calling from Ibocha.
Thank you.
My brother, I want to talk to Cameron and Chameleon, because his name is Chameleon. That's what this is the present. I want to talk to Chameleon and Obama. They should know that Tuku Okike Adeyemo is greater than every forces on this earth. And Tuku Okike Adeyemo will punish all of them for imposing killings and everything on Biafra land. They should know that Tuku Okike Adeyemo is the creator of everything, no matter the court they belong, wherever they belong. God is greater than all of them. Tuku Okike Adeyemo will punish them. Their generation will never know peace. Their generation, unborn generation, will never know peace. When they say that we will not live in peace in the Biafra land, that God bless us. The blessing that God gave us is—they're not turning to cost on us. Tuku Okikara will punish all the British government, the Obama, and not the senators, because I know that senators are supporting good and not good things. But Obama is a terrorist. God should punish him. Look at—I want to tell them: Can any British citizen stay with their life? Can any American citizen stay with their life? We don't have light in this room called Nigeria. A country that produces millions of barrels of oil every day. There's code everywhere, but there's no light. As I'm saying to you, I buy water every day. I buy water 3,000 naira. Every 3,000 naira water. We drink my family. I spend how much you feel. Today I bought fuel of almost 10,000 naira for my generator. The one I use, what I use in the car. 3,000 of fuel. I bought 3,000 today. 3,000. I bought about 9,000 fuel today. What kind of punishment is this? Cameron, tell Buhari to leave us alone. Buhari is nobody. You should have engineered him. Buhari is a church rat. He does not know. He don't know anything. Cameron and Obama, leave us alone. Allow us to live. God bless us. Let us enjoy the blessing God gave to us. People are dying. They're shooting every day. If they kill one person in America, everybody will stop whatever they're doing. But every who has been killed. That one, you are holding our daughter Namikan. You are holding God has sent him. If you don't take time, what happened to Nebuchadnezzar will happen to all of you. If you don't take time, what happened to Pharaoh? Because he are strong. You are not half of Pharaoh. But God showed Pharaoh that he is God. If you don't want to live at another town, let us go. We are not making to go to another person's combat. I said, want to be free and show in our own country, Biafra. We are not making to go to outside land. We are not making to go to Biafra. Well, Cameron and Obama, listen to me. We are telling you people, allow them fathers come back. Nobody should control. We are hardworking people. We are not lazy. Also, we are lazy people. We are hardworking. We can do something out of nothing. We believe in hardworking. We don't believe in like a dead or whatever. We should leave us alone. Leave our director, because what will happen? This is more of spiritual than physical. What they are thinking. Yeah, bomb or whatever cannot save you when it starts. Chukwukera is angry for.
Yes, I don't know what is happening there. I presume he has dropped, and I think I was not hearing him at some point. The number to call remains +447405964146+447405964146. Call us and tell us your talk. Tell us what is happening where you are with regards to the development in Biafra land. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Chukwuma Ahmed. I'm calling from Mogadishu, Biafra land.
Thank you. Amobi, welcome.
Yes, sir. Please, I just want to say one or two things pertaining to what is happening in our country.
Yes.
One, I want to get the whole world to look into this matter, to help us, those who want to help us, those who love freedom, and those who love God. I want to tell Obama, that he should please, for once, talk about Biafra, because Biafra is a religion. Whosoever destroys the religion of God can never be free. Biafra is a religion, and God has his own people, and God knows the reason he gave us Biafra. No matter what they are doing, Biafra must come. They should please allow us to be.
Whether they like it or not, Biafra will come.
We are not the same, and we can never be the same. They are Muslims. We don't live the same life they live. We are Christians.
Hello?
Let them please. I'm hearing you.
So yes, go on.
Give us our freedom. Let them please and give us our freedom. We are just asking for freedom. Let us be free for once in life. Since 1914 to 1967, we are free killing us. Why? Let them leave us alone. And let them leave our director. We are just begging them, please. If they can hear us for once, and not blaming them, they are not. Who I'm blaming is pretend. Because they are the one that doing all these things. Pretend, please. You are human being like us. Stop killing us. Because of the repercussion, you brought consent to us. We embrace it. Our side did not accept it. Then you turn your back on us and started killing us.
Yes, it appears he's gone. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
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 They call on the phone, give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello, this is Kuma Kesele calling from Anambra State.
Where in Anambra?
I am calling from Usibe.
Thank you, go
Anambra
ahead.
Anambra State.
Go ahead.
And I'm speaking to Uke Mepal, the Deputy Director of Radio Biafra.
Speaking, go ahead.
Yeah. I want to use this opportunity to appreciate you and what your people are doing for us here in Biafra land. And I want also to speak to my fellow Biafrans wherever they are in this earth, in this planet earth, whether abroad or here in the zoo called Nigeria, this British contraction called Nigeria. I want to bring it to their mind that their brothers living here are suffering from this, from what the British has produced, what they call a country that that God never created by himself. So at this point, I want to urge them, those who are not yet in the family of IPOB, to please join and put whatever they have in order to enhance our movement. And in another point, I want also to report something about what happened at Oka yesterday, because I was there live when it was happening. So the governor sent armed men, that is the security agent he is working with, to scatter those, the women that came on peaceful rally that yesterday. It was surprising that there was a caravan that they came with. Inside that caravan, it was loaded with different kind of ammunition, even grenade bomb. We are in that caravan. I was there.
All the unarmed women.
Yeah. To attack unarmed women. So when they came and they see that it was only women that are carrying the cardboard sheet, they wrote everything they want the young not to see. They started shooting tear gas and shooting bullets on them. After that, they start arresting some young men that were hanging around watching them. So, one thing I want to tell the government, what are they calling him, William Biano? He will know that these are the people who voted him into that office. And one day, he will one day leave that office and become ordinary human being like us. For instance, his predecessors, Peter B, is no more there, and no one knows where he has run to or where he is hiding. He will also be hiding like him one day. And when Biafra come, I don't know where we put him. Maybe we construct a cage and put him inside the cage as a baboon. He is also. And another one is handing to Buhari, who has dispatched so many Boko Haram members into Biafra land. They are building shoemaker and the soy and what are they calling it? They are being the shoemakers. So many of them are selling sugarcane, pretending that they are business people, but hereby they are informants going through nook and crannies of Biafra land to know what is happening and where their people are living. Yesterday, one of them came into our compound one day. He was just looking around, monitoring something. Then we asked him, what is he doing? He just tell us, where you people are living is only two rooms with two doors without window. That means he has monitored everything, telling us that if they want to attack, when they come through the gate, everybody will be arrested, something like that. So we find out that the intelligence of this young cobbler is higher than ordinary person. Then we find out that this person is a military man pretending to be ordinary person. So please, another thing I want to say, there are so many people in this Biafra land who are still hiding under their bed. I am telling you all to just come out and join, because this is our time to be free. The Bible made me to understand that in the book of Jeremiah, that God said to the Israelites that they would be in slavery for 70 years. Then when it was 70 years, Daniel started praying in Daniel's chapter 9, reminding God of that promise. And the Bible made me to understand that God set them free. Now, the time of amalgamation and everything, they said Nigeria will last for 100 years. And now the 100 years have come. Our brother and friend and our brother and father, now they cannot have reason of to say that they have to educate us and remind us of the thing that has happened. So this is our time to be free. So all the people who are concerned, wherever they are, I am telling you, put fear aside and let us go and take what belongs to us, because this is a time that is assigned for us. All hail Biafra. Then another thing I want us to understand in this pursuit I thank you people on how you people are planning all these things. Because I assuming that we are armed that yesterday, or something would have come to, it would have come to other things. The war would have started at first yesterday, but thank God that we are not given that order to do something in that aspect. So, finally, I want to speak to the international bodies, the UN, government of Britain and America, those are, that are supporting Evo. Evo will be repaired with Evo one day, but one thing I know, let all the hands that are concerned in holding our father, Nnamdi Kanu, know it now, that they can...
Yes, hello. Are you
they
hearing
can
me?
Never fight the truth. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go on, but they, try to summarize it.
At the end, the truth must resurrect, and I will help you and resurrect. Nnamdi Kanu must resurrect, and the victory must be us. Thank you, all dear friends, for listening to me. God bless you, and may God bless my deputy director.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and may God bless you and family. Thank you.
I'm bless you, too.
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. I'm now going to the line. It appears the COC is on the line. Let us see what he has to say. COC, are you hearing me?
Yes, perfectly clear. Can you hear me, Mazimefo?
Yes, loud and clear. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom. My name is Mazdi Chukwueme Kairuanya. Come from Arundiyonyumobi in Uguta local government area in Biafra land. And I'm calling from Houston, and by the grace of Chukwu Okike Abiyama, I am the coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra. And like as I always say, Mazdi Nnamdi Kanu remains our leader. He remains the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, the commander of all our forces, and the director of Radio Biafra. We are freedom fighters. And we are not politicians, and because we are freedom fighters, we do not relent. And I want us to remember what our director has always said. You will not have fear even before your enemy. I am using this opportunity to urge all Biafran to remain strong, to remain resolute. This is a test of our resoluteness. This is a way of testing of our resolve, how strong we are. Keep in mind that we just had our atonement, and after the atonement come temptations. So this is a way of testing and finding out individually how strong we are, how committed we are. We should continue in our resoluteness. I urge every Biafran to be strong. And like my deputy used to say, keep on keeping on. There is no turning back. We are like the buffalo. We charge forward. We don't come back. Nothing will ever shake us. We will continue on this path. And Biafra must come. Biafra shall come. In the name of Chukwu Okike Abiyama, I urge everybody to remain strong, to remain resolute, to continue that strive for the restoration of the nation of Biafra. Biafra is own God project, just like Mazimefo always say. Nigeria, the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, must surely crumble. It must dismember, whether they like it or not. And out of the ashes of the dismembered Nigeria will arise the original owners of the land, the original nations, among which is the nation of Biafra. Chukwu Okike Abiyama has already destined that Biafra shall come. There is nothing anybody can do to stop Biafra. The restoration of the nation of Biafra is unstoppable, irreversible, and irrevocable. There is nothing anybody on this planet, Ed, born of a woman, can do to stop Biafra from coming. It is absolutely impossible. Therefore, when we have trying times like this, we just have to remember that quitters don't win and winners don't quit. We will continue to charge forward and we'll continue to move forward. Nothing will stop us. Nothing will hinder us. And Biafra must come. And Director remains our leader. And they must release him whether they like it or not. They don't have a choice. Mazimefo, I would like to pause here and I don't know if you have any comment or feedback or question, but I would like to stand by maybe for the next 5 or 10 minutes and then get calls and then I can come in. Mefo.
Yes, thank you very much, Doctor. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the, I don't know whether you have looked at the people, about 20 protesters in Igwocha who were arrested and remanded in Port Harcourt prison. It is very, very evident that the zoo, the contraption called Nigeria, is really what it, see, what we call it. It is really a lawless society. It is really a society, a contraption that does not allow anybody to aspire to his or her ability. Protesting, telling people that you don't like what is happening is a crime in the zoo called Nigeria. I wonder how many Boko Haram terrorists that are in prison today. I wonder how many Boko Haram terrorists that have been brought to court or sentenced. Rather, the so-called president of the zoo, a supporter of terrorism, Buhari, has instead released dangerous terrorists who were in one way or the other apprehended. He has gone further to reabsorb some of them back into Nigerian army. And these are people who are officially uniformed and they are unleashing terror. These are the kind of people they sent to Anambra in Abia, Umuahia precisely. These are the kind of people that will carry guns and bend down and be shooting at shoulder level, waist level, on unarmed, conspiracy and treason.
Which MF, for that is laughable. That is laughable. It shows how incompetent, how useless that Islamic Republic of Nigeria called Islamic Republic of Nigeria called zoo. It shows how useless they are. You are charging people for treason. Do they really know what a treason is? Can they really define? Do they have internet to go and Google the word treason? People are coming out to protest that somebody was kidnapped. Kidnapped. And you are now bundling them, putting them in prison and charging them to, first of all, you put them in prison, which is wrong anyway. And then you're charging them for treason. I mean, it's laughable. Very, very laughable. People are protecting against the inhuman condition that somebody was placed on, the illegal arrest. I call it kidnapping. And you are charging them for treason. Oh my goodness. Do they really know the meaning of treason? And that is why sometimes I kind of wonder the kind of lawyers and legal luminaries we have in that country. And that's why you have people like Professor Ben Nwabueze who will be there. And the constitution says that you have to have West African school certificate to be able to contest as a presidential candidate, in addition to probably the minimum number of years of age you should be. And somebody did not produce the West African certificate, and he was cleared to participate, and he went and won. Up to today, up to this moment, nobody has seen his West African school certificate. And we have lawyers, senior advocates of Nigeria. People were protesting on the street about somebody who was illegally abducted and being tortured. People were protesting in favor of the release of that person. And you are charging them for treason. Oh, therefore, this is a secu. This is a more of a comedy than legal system.
He wants Radio Biafra to close. They call Radio Biafra a power radio station. But he, Buhari, and his APC floated Radio Change. I don't know whether that radio is still operating. That was when a sitting president was still in power, Jonathan. They floated Radio Change. They did not have any license from NBC. And they were doing all that they were doing with impunity. Today he is hounding Radio Biafra. He is hunting Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra proprietors.
And Mefo, let me also add here that, you know, you are killing people, shooting people, arresting them, and these people are not even retaliating. And if tomorrow now they decide to defend themselves, the next thing they will do is to tag them as terrorists, is to tag them as armed robbers and killers. But they are the ones, as a matter of fact, the Nigerian government is a terrorist state. Nigeria is a terrorist state. Nigeria is a terrorist government. That's what it is. Otherwise, there's no reason why you should be shooting at women, unarmed civilians, people who were just, you know, handing out leaflets, and you started spraying bullets on them. Or like yesterday, Peter Obi ordered policemen and started shooting women. I mean, sorry, not Peter Obi, I beg your pardon, Willie Obi, you know. Peter Obi has already killed people and threw them in the Zoo River. That's on record. But Willie Obi, you know, ordered police, and they started killing women. And his children are safe here in America. He has his children here in the United States of America.
And they don't know that. I don't think they realize how porous and insecure they are as well. You kill people's children, you shoot our mothers, but you have your own mother. Go ahead, please.
Exactly. Willie Obiano's children are here in the United States, while he is at home shooting women, for that matter, mothers, for that matter. Is that not terrorism? And they are the one now trying to turn it the other way and tag IPOB as terrorist. Whereas, when you look at it, Willie Obiano is a terrorist. Buhari is a terrorist. The Inspector General of Police is a terrorist. And whoever is ordering them to do that thing in Port Harcourt they are doing is a terrorist.
But doctor, is even ridiculous. How can you tag a nation or a citizens of a nation or a country terrorists collectively? How many are we? We are in more than 89 countries. In Biafra land, there are several of us. In different parts of the world, we are present. And then you say that we are terrorists. Is that not ridiculous?
Absolutely ridiculous.
Can that person be examined? That person is hallucinating. And that is where they will fail once more. This is where they will fail. They will be disgraced again. Just like they were disgraced when they want to close Radio Biafra. I told you that they are negotiating with British government to close Radio Biafra, to proscribe Radio Biafra, so that their bilateral trade relation will be cemented. But they will be disgraced even the United Kingdom. There is nothing anybody can do about it. Disgrace and mighty failure it will be for them.
Yes, it's very, very ridiculous and laughable that people who are committing crime of terrorism are the ones turning around and accusing other people of terrorism. I don't know why in the modern world people like Willie Obiano will not be seen as a terrorist. Willie Obiano is simply a killer. He's a terrorist. That's who he is. And his children are here in the United States. You think we don't know the places they are? And he is busy at home killing mothers, shooting at mothers. Willie Obiano and Buhari, his accomplice, they are charging people for treason. Oh my goodness. People coming out to protest the incarceration of their leader, the incarceration of a harmless man, the illegal abduction and kidnapping of Mazen Nnamdi Kanu. People came out to protest. They are tagging them for treason. What kind of lawyers and legal system do they have in that Islamic Republic of Nigeria? This is Mazimefo. I think I'm too angry to continue with this program.
Yes.
I'm going to sign off at this moment and then let others call, and I will be back on air tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for that contribution. Of course, there is nobody that can win any argument on Biafra. Biafra case cannot be won by anybody. To the contrary. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
I'm Mr. Michael Iguonyakati. Calling from Iguacha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Michael Iguonyakati. Calling from Iguacha.
Yes. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. For my own, for Obiano has told his people already, and there is no truth about it, and we have to forget about him. But tomorrow is not greater than today. For you who want to see today and forget about tomorrow, you have to forget about that person. Because we are Biafran and Biafran are strong. We don't need to bother ourselves. Let him go ahead and show himself. Whatever he wishes to do, let him go ahead and do it. We are ready for him. Because tomorrow we count for it. The Buhari and his agents, they are free. Let them do whatever they wish to do. We come after them. We are ready, and we are ready, and we are ever ready.
Thank
our
you.
Our director, they better leave our director. But there are one thing I want to ask. I don't know if I'm free.
Well, go ahead. Depends on what you're asking. Go ahead.
I don't know if the documentary of all these things that are happening to our people around our land, in Biafra land, is it that it is only us that are seeing us, that are seeing it, or the world are seeing it?
Well.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say, to add something. You say, is it only us that does what?
That, is it that only us, the Biafrans, are the people witnessing all this documentary that we have been standing outside the world? Or the world are seeing it and it kept quiet?
Well, if I understand you, just like I have always been saying, and just like we are demonstrating, that is why Radio Biafra is in existence, that Biafran people are on the verge of extinction. We are an endangered species of human beings on this planet Earth. You ask the question, are we the only people who are being subjected to all these ill treatments? And I can say emphatic yes, because even in the contraption called Nigeria, tell me where somebody will listen to a radio and that person will be arrested and charged for treason. Have you ever seen where somebody will listen to radio and that person is arrested? Have you ever seen where it is a crime to listen to radio? Have you ever seen where it is a crime to go on peaceful protest?
Now, why I ask is that things are getting out of hand in this place called this room. And we must defend ourselves, whether the light is or not. Our director has given us instruction, and the instruction is getting out of hand. We can no longer take it, because we know that as we are there, there is no instruction that you can give. The instruction has been given, and must go ahead and must take the instruction that our director has already kept. Whether the world likes it or not, as they don't want to come to our rescue, I'm saying it so they will know. We have to defend ourselves, and we defend ourselves today and tomorrow. Let them take it as a native.
Of course, if we don't defend ourselves, we will go extinct. We'll be wiped away. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much, my brother, and may God bless. Call on the phone your name and where you are. Are you still there?
I am Michael Ugu Onyekachi, calling from Iwacha, but I'm a native of Osoka in Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
We can no longer take this. If our director is not released, whether our director is released or not released, we are telling the world to know we will no longer control our anger. Even if we have nothing to defend ourselves, we carry our kitchen knife, and with our kitchen knife, we are going to do something. Because we are the children of Israel. That way, God do it for the Israelites to go out from that sea, so he will do it for us to go out from this satanic people called the Nigeria people. We have told them to leave us alone, and if they don't want to leave us alone, we will tell them they will leave us alone by force. We are ever ready for them. And for some of us that used to call and ask some people to come and join hands, whether they join hands or not, majority carry the vote. We are ready, and those of us that are ready will come out, and we are going to defeat whoever that is coming to take our territory.
Thank you very much. Of course, thank you. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Good evening, Mr. Director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Uzire Tamara.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Hello? Hello?
Where are you calling from? We are listening to you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ugocha.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I thank you for the commentary. Today we had news from Ugocha here, where the zoo of Nigeria sending soldiers arresting people. If they see you answering call, they will call you and ask you who are you. calling and who is calling me. They see you walking around with maybe two or three people, they will jack your people and put inside their motor. Right, the information we get today after we get to the process.
That is terrible. But we will overcome.
And everywhere, both in Abau Road and there is a place called Abau Road and this other side of Ikure Road. So they full everywhere, cutting hold up everywhere. People no longer go out because of they are hanging all over the place with arresting people.
My brother,
the other problem we are having this time is that some of our Igbo people, they are so much afraid, they are always arguing that our director will not come out, but we, the indigenous people, that's why.
who said that the director will not come out? Who thinks like that, along that line? That person is hallucinating.
That is our fellow Igbo people. I'm from Anambra State. We are fellow Igbo people here in Igbocha. They always bring the argument, and some of us that are members of APLE members always give them assurance that our director must come out and they will see. And I always tell the people around me that within me, when the war will start, I will not start without them, I will start within them alone. I must make sure that I keep them that always feel bad against us before outside people. That's always what I always tell them. And they should stop that and let them not continue to say it, because even though I do do them, another person, some member of IPOB member will do them what I promised them. I also thank you, but I strongly believe that our daughter will soon come out and all of them will see.
Thank you very much, and may God bless. Thank you. We will overcome no matter what the enemy is doing. All we need is determination, commitment, and sincerity to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. There is no other way of doing it. Freedom is not given, it is taken. And if we are not resolute enough, then we will not go far. Radio Biafra is an example. Radio Biafra has gone through all manner of tests. They have tried to shut down Radio Biafra. They have used all manner of propaganda and things like that. But they are not succeeding. Because of the determination, because of the commitment that is behind it. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking. We take another call. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Uche. This is my caller from Igbocha.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, my brother. So, I want to use this opportunity to talk for our people. You know, we are so much afraid. And I understand it to be that maybe they have heard of the war, some have seen the war, and they are somehow afraid. But I want to tell them that this time it will not be like that of 67. I'm very, very sure about it. And again, some of them also have this fear in them, just like when Wazirike started. I was one of them, those people that supported Wazirike and have every hope that Biafra is forthcoming. But unfortunately, we're disappointed with Wazirike. They should not be seeing it that way. For me, I've seen that this Nnamdi Kanu's way is a very new way, and that way is very, very divine. I've seen it. They should not be afraid. They should come out. They should come out and support. Biafra must surely come. There is nothing that will stop it. I am very sure.
Definitely.
I have that confidence in me. This young man has started a divine vision that must surely be accomplished. And then for the international world, they should do something now. I see no reason why they will hold us together. We are different. We are not the same. I've been in the north. In short, I am one of them that run away there because of the Boko Haram issue. We are different completely.
Those people believed that when they kill, they go to heaven. Then we believe that we cannot shed innocent blood. We are afraid of the blood. Even before the white men came with their religion to wash, we are afraid of blood. We don't shed blood. In short, in Igbo land in those days, if you shed blood, you were regarded as somebody that has committed a very big crime. In some communities, they would chase you away. So we don't shed blood. We are different completely. The international world should rise up to this, because if they don't take time, I'm telling you, this may be the third world war coming, because we cannot take this nonsense anymore. How can you gather us together, put us together with people that we are not the same? We are different completely. If you see somebody from the north, by the appearance, you will know that he's different from the one from the south. Why can't they leave us alone? Why can't they separate us? Why should we continue in this very manner that have not worked for so many years? I'm so much angry. In short, if I have anything to do, if it is in my position to destroy, I will destroy. It's unfortunately that I don't have the opportunity, you know. So I'm very, very annoyed. I want the whole world to know that the people of the Biafrans are so much annoyed. They should do something now before it will get out of hand. They should do something before we lose our presence. If they don't take time, let them see that the Third World War is coming. They will do something about it. So thank you, my brother. That's what I want to say. That people should wake up. Let them wake up. Let them put away. It cannot be like before again. We will never lose. This time we are succeeding. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are.
Yes.
The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. I don't know what that means.
Good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Raphael. I'm from Raphael Nation, Japan. I'm from Akwa Ibom State.
Thank you.
I've been so worried ever since I heard that our director has been detained from the Nigerian zoo. So I'm using this opportunity to tell my people that wherever they are, they shouldn't be afraid. I am not afraid of what is happening. I am still remaining strong and believing that Biafra is at hand. So right now, I am calling on my people to rise up and join us together for us to fight this fight once and for all. And I'm calling on every Biafran, wherever you are, do not be afraid of what is happening. Do not be disappointed. Be resolute. You listen to what our national coordinator has been saying, that we shouldn't be afraid of our enemies. We should remain fearless. And our director has always been saying it. So right now, I am saying that we should put them together and come out. Then this our protest shouldn't stop. We should continue. We're supposed to come out today, but due to the what happened yesterday, but I am encouraging all of us to still have that same mind. If we can come out again like this every day, then something must be done. They must release our director by force.
The protest should be a continuous one. It's as simple as that.
Yes, it shouldn't stop. I am begging every Biafran, wherever you are, come out. Let us continue to demonstrate. No matter what happens, we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be afraid of them. We should go to other states and demonstrate. In Gwacha, we are very strong. We are very, very strong. And it will get to a point where we cannot hold our hunger again. So I'm using the opportunity to tell the international world for them to do something right now, because it will come to a point where they will say, they will tackle us as a terrorist, because when we started, they will say, they are terrorist group. That is what they are planning to do. And that's why they are holding our director to see what we will do, so that they will say that we are terrorists.
Yes. There is nothing they can do. It's as simple as that. After all, freedom fighters like Mandela and others were categorized as terrorists. But at the same time, those who call them terrorists turned round to accept them as respectful, eminent politicians and people of destiny around the world. And so, you do not need to be afraid of how somebody addresses you. What you should be mindful of, what you should concern yourself with, is your mission, your commitment, your dedication to the cause and quest for the restoration of Biafra. The protests around the world must continue. A lot of people are making cynical comments about the protests, especially in Europe and America, and indeed in Western world. Before you organize a protest of this kind, you must get police permission. Otherwise, you will be conducting an illegal protest or demonstration or gathering, as the case may be. A lot of people are making cynical comments, but it is very obvious that they are so naive, they are not knowledgeable, they are ignorant in that area. And so what we are doing here is to demonstrate the fact that we are obeying the law and that we understand and value rule of law. They will come and intimidate you, but if you give in, then that is your failure. That is your problem forever. It is an admission that you cannot carry on. It is an admission that you cannot persevere. We must stand shoulder to shoulder with our director, with the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, who is currently still being incarcerated, detained, for no just cause other than that he is fighting for the freedom of his people. If you love the director, if you are his follower, you must do what he said that we should do. The minimum you can do is to come out and defend the ideals he believes in. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
This is Amrachukwu Onyekachukwu.
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ugocha, Port Harcourt, Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Where?
Go ahead. We are listening. Biafrans want to know what you want to say.
I want to tell the British people that the Mandela, the Biafra and the Northerns, they jump together, are not supposed to be together because we don't eat the same type of food.
Yes.
We don't wear the same kind of clothes. There is nothing to show that we are one. Then, let me tell Buhari again, him that wants one Nigeria, is he treating us like one people?
Exactly.
Is he treating us like one person?
Exactly.
He does not treat us like as if we are one. So for that reason, we are not one in anything. Even yesterday, I was putting on my Biafra t-shirt, which my husband sent from Accra for me. I wear it, and the policeman was asking me, "Are you a Biafra woman?" I say yes. He said, "Why will you put on the t-shirt?" I was inside my car. I said, "Why wouldn't I put on the t-shirt? What happened to the t-shirt? Why wouldn't I put it on?" He said, "Why am I shouting on him?" I said, "You deserve it. Now, why will you ask me what I'm putting on? Why did I put it on?"
Next thing, he will bring out his gun. Next thing, he will bring out his gun because he said you are shouting at him.
when he sees that I'm not that, but when he sees that I'm not that fear type, so he has to, even if he starts laughing and say that we should do it peacefully, that is not something of war. I said, we don't even want war. It's you people that is disturbing us with war.
Yes, that was a brave one from you.
I pray that Chukwuoke Abiyama will guide my director and protect his life, and also you.
Amen.
Cover all the IPOB members with the precious name of Chukwuoke Abiyama.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, and keep on keeping on. Remain resolute, because the journey has just begun. Thank you very much. You call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not listening. We will take another call. Caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Chinelia Okechukwu Wama.
They are not talking. We are going to take another call, and we are gradually inching closer to closing this program. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
My name is Ono Okeno.
Yes, please, can you... My name is Okeno Ono. Yes, can you try to speak up, please?
Hello, this is Director.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Ono Okeno.
Go ahead, we are listening.
I'm calling for the daughter.
Thank you.
What I have to say is that, what is happening about director? Yeah, they are pushing us to the war. But what I have to say is that they are coming to the end of the road, end of their road.
Of course.
So what I have to tell you now is that you should keep it up, that because the Jews, they know that if they are going to fail, they are already failing. So,
of course.
So the thing that is supporting them, because what the Britain is doing now, because the Britain said they don't want to pretend at least if they don't know what is happening, but they knew what is happening. What Nigerians are doing to Japan. But what I'm telling you, I'm promising you, and I'm telling you that you know the time that Japan will come, and they already knew. That is why Buhari and his men are doing all these things, because they don't know what to do again. They are frustrated.
Yes.
So my deputy director, I thank you very well. Just keep it up. Keep it up. God will protect you. God will protect you as director, and all the IPOB members. Thank you. I am calling from New Jersey. I'm from Abuja. I'm only a connect relationship. Thank you, my deputy director.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And continue to keep on keeping on. And do not lose faith, because the journey has just begun.
I've been trying to get in contact with people since January, but all they know are there. But I'm very happy that I get to do this today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, so my name is Hugak Monday. I'm calling from Ibuacha.
Thank you very much, go ahead.
I come from Akwa Ibom State.
Thank you, go ahead. I want to say
if you are crying, God should bless all of you for what you are doing. We have heard that the director how something happened to him, but we are praying that Chukwuoke Abiyama is going to help, that they are going to bring it out in Jesus' name.
Amen. You see?
So we are really supporting the whole entire Akwa-Ibom State, supporting the movement, the struggle of the Biafra. We are praying that Chukwuoke Abiyama should help, that Biafra is going to come in Jesus' name.
Amen. You see? So, thank you. Thank you very much.
I really thank you. Go ahead. The whole Akwa-Ibom State as a whole, the BBU, the ANA, the ASIC, I really support you. the Biafra is going to come. We are going to see it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
This is student Agrowo from Onitsha. Hello,
we are listening, go ahead. He's not talking, we are going to take another call. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. It's noisy there.
Good evening, everyone. Deputy Director, this is Kingsley Chinedu Nhembegbulema from Moscow. I'm from Imo State, I'm Igbo.
Thank you.
LGA.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Deputy Director, I would have even preferred to call you Acting Director, because when the Director is not around, we are the one mounting the mantle. I want to go straight by telling our people, first let me go to the book of Genesis 22 verse 15, where the Lord himself spoke to Abraham. He said, for you not withholding your son, your descendant, I will bless them. So I'm calling on all the parents, all the mothers, don't hold their son. Because when it came to the time of Abraham, he did not withhold his son. And because of that, every day we go to church, we call ourselves the children of God, children of Abraham, blessings are mine. Tell everybody to come out. I wonder how young men will sit by and saw these animals shooting at the women. And guys, young men, all of you kept quiet. Why don't you arise, young men? You, on Sunday night, you go to church. Abraham, blessings are mine. This is a fight against the kingdom of darkness and kingdom of light. God himself gave us the land. We are not occupying the land. This is our inheritance. This is the land our father gave to us. Young men, I'm calling all of you. I'm even ashamed of the young men in Aba. Any by any, you people are there. You cannot act. Because a policeman is carrying a gun, he shot one person, everybody will go back. It's time for sacrifice. If Buhari is not a pedophile, let him come out and say, no, Nnamdi, you are lying. The whole thing Nnamdi told him is the same thing he is. Aisha Muhammad, Buhari did not rape you. Amechi, are you not a thief? Rocha Sokorocha, are you not a rogue? All of you governors, look at this alcoholic human being we voted, Abga. He's in Abga. Abga stands for what? Is he not a Biafran party? He himself is acting like a stupid human being, shouting at old women. All those Biafran people in police, what are you still doing there? You are sitting by 1 year, they are shooting at your mothers. And you are working for a devilish country, fraud country. If you are still in the army, they are killing your people and you are watching. If you are in police, they are shooting at your people, you are watching. You are not a human being, which means you have an Awusa blood in you. If you are a real Biafran person, I'm calling on you to rise. It's time to take these animals. You see what is happening in Palestinians? Every day you see them, all of them, they are throwing stones. They are fighting for not something that the kingdom of heaven cannot even accept. You are fighting for the kingdom of God. Biafra is a holy land. And you are there. Animals are ruling you. Both the senators and the representatives. Those women shot. Are they not? They don't have somebody representing them. You voted for them. They go there. Now they don't care about you. This has been their behavior. They can never change. This is animals. Buhari, you raped your woman, your wife when she was 30 years. Is that not true? Why are you still holding Director? If you know what he has done, come out and say it. Nothing. You are just holding him. You are the king of the jungle. Then there is the king of all kings. He is sitting there watching. You will be Pharaoh. Pharaoh, you, the same river, he said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I will hear his voice and let Israel go? Moreover, I don't know him. But you are challenging the God again, like your brother Pharaoh. You will die. You will die a shameful death. All of you, but my friends, you call yourself a Nigerian. Time has come. I will start killing all of you because you are the one holding me. You have been holding me for more than 40 years. You are still holding me. You are not my friend, even on Facebook. All of you should mind yourself. You are my enemy. So far, you are still dancing the music of one Nigeria. This thing did not start today. It started far back. I'm even angry for the people on Sunday. You go to church, clap your hand, put the money on the for who? All these Yoruba pastors that doesn't even know God, doing fake miracles. Rise up. It's time to fight the enemy. You are waiting for command. The command has been given. Are you deaf and dumb that you cannot reason? It's a policeman, he's carrying a gun. If he shot one person, rush him, take the gun, and kill him. You are defending yourself. If you don't know what to do, carry petrol, put it in a bottle, and throw it in that, on them. They will catch fire. We are not going back. We are Biafrans. There's no going back, no retreat, no surrender. We must face the enemy. It's time to face the enemy. Young man, if you open that your shop, very soon your shop will catch fire. I'm talking this word because the God said, ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. Rise up. It's time to face the enemy. Rise up. If you are weak, pray so that God will help the young men that are going to face the enemy. If you are ready, stand up on your feet. How long should you be a coward? You sit back, they are killing our people. They shot, then you run away. Tomorrow you went and open your shop. You will die inside your shop. If you open your shop tomorrow, then that you are not a man. You are a coward. Other people are marching. You are sitting back. Whether chairman of Ariara Market, chairman of Ochanja Market, I don't care. Whether if you don't want to take the decision, simple, don't even open your shop. Guys, any shop that is open, it's time to start demolishing it. If you open your shop, throw a bomb inside there. Throw any rocket. Put fuel, burn the shop. Every shop must be closed. They are holding our director for 6 years, 6 days now. And nobody's doing anything. You are there. You will come out to 200, 1,000 people demonstrate. Other people are watching by. They don't want to join the line. We need to come out and rush these people. How many police come out? 200, 500. If every Biafran stood up one day, who is 500 police? We cannot collect their guns and face them. And please, I'm begging everybody. I like my brother in Senegal, Prince Darlington. I like my brothers in downtown Biafra land. Iguacha is doing us proud. Let them not... Watch other countries. Europeans. They are throwing stones. They are throwing anything to police. But our own. You go back. No. It's time to continue throwing the stone. Deputy Director, I would have even begged you, if the radio can stay on 24 hours a day, I would prefer it, if the system can allow, so that it's not about we will broadcast sometimes, we go and sleep. Because all these fools will be playing with Director. They will say, Director, you see, the radio is off, the radio is on. No. So that our people will be calling. I've been trying to get the license 3 days ago,
let me say this. Radio Biafra is on. It's on. It depends on what you want to say at any particular point in time. And what you're saying is very much well in order. What we have been able to establish right now is that countries around the world, governments around the world are listening to Radio Biafra. And this is the time when we will all come out and stand in solidarity. That time has come. We are patiently waiting for them to do the right thing, to release director. But we are also telling everybody to go out on the street, protest peacefully first of all. We are asking the coordinators in Biafra land, select a city in Biafra land. If it is Aba, if it is Igocha, if it is Enugu, if it is on it, anywhere, select a city where there will be a mega protest. There is nothing the police can do about it. The world is watching. We are going to run very live broadcast on all these things. There is nothing anybody can do. The truth about it is that Radio Biafra has been able to put the zoo called Nigeria in the spotlight. They cannot hide from anything that they are doing. Radio Biafra is on. If you want to report anything, call and report anything. You can send text messages and we will engage with you. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let me round up. I'm still calling, when we did, the last time, 30th of May, all those guys that came out, almost 2 million, let everybody get up on their knees. Let's stop begging Buhari. Let's stop begging Buhari. Everybody needs to stand up.
Once you stand up and march, begging for everybody.
I'm just talking about our people so that everybody will rise up and move
go ahead, demonstrate. Please.
Yeah, everybody needs to rise up. The same number, like 2 million people, 3 million people, everybody, both old and young, come out on the street. You will see, once we march without non-stop, you will see director, they will release director immediately. I'm calling off Enyimba people. Enyimba, Enyi, where are you people? Young men, rise up, rise up, rise up. How many times have I called you people? This is Hawk talking. I'm leaving, if I'm at home, all this is, I would, oh my God. Don't worry, I hope everything is, my guys are hearing my voice. Everybody need to rise. Everybody. Enyimba, Enyi, that name they used to call you, Enyimba. Everybody, rise up. It's time to show you you are. Not only talking, we are great, we are great. It's time to show that you are great. Now or never. Thank you. Thank you, Chemefo. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Well succinctly put, very eloquent, and I cannot add anything to it. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.
Thank you.
And bless your family. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking. We will take another call. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Chemeria Okenwa Okechukwu.
Yes, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Igocha, Biafra land.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm using this opportunity to appreciate you, our deputy director, for such a wonderful work. My prayer this moment is that Jehovah should become Abiyama. We strengthen you. We will encourage you. He will energize you as much as I know. No plan, no manipulation of the wicked one against our director will come to pass.
Amen.
What I have to say at this moment is to encourage all our local coordinators to give us the right information. Even yesterday, it was out of our personal initiation, we joined the problem, we saw them on the road. Whereas we meet, had meeting on Sunday. We were not, everybody was not carried along. Everybody was not informed. But when we saw them, we say, at this are their fans, we join. If before such protest takes place, they should form more group our meeting. If you see 5 million people, 5 million.
you will see more than 5 million people marching. And in such crowds, police cannot do anything. Army cannot do anything. They cannot stop this mammoth crowd. But on Tuesday, I was shocked. When I saw them, my family, my wife, in fact, my little child, I said, "Can he? Let us join." And it was so peaceful here in Igbocha. Biafra has come to stay. I want to tell you, the school where I attend, every lecturer, every teacher is talking about Biafra. Everybody is in support of Biafra. But I still want to say, there are so much, some of them that cannot join now. But our local coordinators, all our IPOB family coordinators, should be able to give us right information. Tell us on time. We are marching tomorrow. We are marching tomorrow. Up to yesterday, I said, we're supposed to march today. He said, hold on. Here in Igbocha, they cannot kill all of us. And when they see crowds, they were like, in fact, I told them, when they at Rumokoro, some policemen, some army men even had to conduct traffic warnings to enable us pass. Nobody harassed. There was no intimidation. They were telling us, try. I encourage you, try. That was what they were saying at Rumokoro. Until we march to Rumodera, march to the LMA Junction and ATM. So our people should come out in food whenever. Because we listen to our local coordinator, they will give us directives. Because we assume they have gotten information from the authority, from you people, then they will feed us information. We have all our phone numbers, we are registered. They should send us bulk SMS. All of us will respond. Thank you. God bless you. And bless other members of the executive of Biafra. And it shall be well with us, sir. Thank you, sir.
Caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. They are not talking, they are not talking. We take another call, give us your name and where you are.
Good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
This Chigos here, Mankwa. I just want to offer some prayers.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right, Heavenly Father, I just want to remind you of your word. You say that you alone know the thoughts you have towards us. The thought of peace and not of evil to give us our expected end. I want to remind you this word that says, O God, that darkness can never overcome light. We are the children of the light, the children of the covenant with you. We know that you are on the throne. We know that you are in heaven, watching over whatever that is happening unto your people. Remember, you hear the cries of the children of Israel. You say that you have seen their groaning, their pain, and you came down and rescued them. Behold, what the enemies are doing to your people. He said that 1,000 shall fall by our side and 10,000 by our right hand, but they will not come near us. Daddy, I call upon you this moment to arise, for you say that that battle is not ours, but the battle is yours. He said you will fight for us and we shall hold our peace. The time of that fulfillment of your word has come. Come and prove that you are the living God in the midst of our enemies. Come and shame our enemies. They have come to kill us. But we know, according to your word, it says,
that if you are with us, that no one can be against us. We, the children of the living God, the children of Biafra, are calling upon you to come down and fulfill your word. You said that they shall put on their counsels together, it shall come to naught. That they shall speak their word, it will never stand, because God is with us. You say that any tree that was not planted by you in heaven shall be uprooted. This moment, by your word, we command every evil in this, in every evil in this contraction called Nigeria against your people to be destroyed by fire. We, oh God, execute judgment from the throne of God against the enemies of Biafra. Wherever they are, may they be destroyed. Father, manifest your glory that the world may know that we are your children. Thank you because you've done it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much.
You are my brother indeed. And from Abatete, Nsukwu Abatete, you're blessed.
Oh, Ochie. Bye. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
They call out on the phone your name and where you are. They are not talking. They call on the phone. Are you ready to talk? I'll take another call. They call on the phone. Yeah, give us your name and where you are.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
My name is Chukwuka. My name is Chukwuka Abu Anike. I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, or Deputy Director, it is obvious that I don't know actually what is happening here in this country. Recently, I started hearing what is happening. So many of us are so confused that after the war, which our people died in numbers, nobody is coming out to say anything. I too much, so much watch what is happening around the world, and I'm seeing how the world leaders rising up, saying one thing that is happening, how the government of the nations are suppressing their own people. But here in view, Nigeria is a different thing. So many people are dying today.
Yes, hello. It appears your line is off. We'll take another call. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ifeanyi Francis. My name is Ifeanyi.
Yes, of course, we will have a break and we will come back, but before then, let's take a few more calls. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Chukwuka. I'm calling from Ikota.
Thank you very much.
I have a message for Enoka. Enoka.
We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a message for IPOP and also have a message for the zoo. and also have messages for an angel.
They are not talking. We will take another call, and in the next couple of minutes, we will be closing this program. Give us your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Ojukwu. Ojukwu.
Ojukwu, welcome my to brother, the program.
Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother. I've been calling.
But yes.
I thank God for getting you this time around.
Thank you, Ojukwu.
In fact, thank you, my brother. I want to tell our people that this time is time to prove to the world that we are Biafrans indeed. No matter that our leader is held in captivity in the zoo called Nigeria, that is not the end of the matter. This is the beginning. Because I believe Buhari said that whosoever wants to be free must be free, according to what he said when they are in meeting. And he said Palestinians will be free. And he said no one will stop them. Then I want the world to ask Buhari, why are you holding Nnamdi Kanu? Why are you stopping this young man? Why are you trying to misbehave? Because the same Buhari said that baboons and monkeys will walk, we wash with their blood, we part with their blood. If Nnamdi Kanu has called you baboons and monkeys, are you not the one that started that name the zoo, baboons and monkeys?
Exactly.
Then I want to, yes, I want to tell them, I want to tell the world, the reason he said that Nnamdi Kanu is a terrorist, Nnamdi Kanu is sterilizing them with the truth. He's sterilizing them with the truth. The zoo don't like to hear truth. The zoo don't like anything that is good and perfect. The zoo want to cover up. Look at their media. They carry up in their super. They have raised Nnamdi Kanu. Why can't the world ask the question? And I know that this is Yoruba people. They want to tell the people that they have released Nnamdi Kanu so that those who are troubled in mind will say, okay. And the last, thanks be to Chukwu Kigia Biafra for the Radio Biafra. The Radio Biafra is the only place that we can listen and hear the truth. Radio Biafra is the only place that we can see and we know where we are going, which way we are going. And I know, my brother, this is the beginning of the journey. I want to tell the world, if you see how these people were shooting on the women, some of them fall in the gutter because I was there. Some of them fell in the gutter. Some of them was running. Some of them were running away. These people were laughing. These people were laughing at us, at the women. Do you think this is our people that they call that?
Ojukwu, you mean they were shooting and laughing at their victims?
They were shooting and laughing, my brother. They were laughing.
It's terrible.
See as the women were falling. Some are crying. They lie down on the floor, crying, Lelizikano, our children, Lelizikano, our son. What have you done? These people were shooting. Our women were crying. They were shooting, laughing, making caricature of us, the women. I want to, these people are the people who are called Daiskas. Daiskas who don't have a mother. Who don't have a father. Boko Haram. They are couple. Some of them are recruits. These people they push inside. They recruit Boko Haram. These people are not human. I want to tell the world, if the world see what they are doing to our mother, what kind of a stupid people are that? What kind of person? We respect mothers. We respect our parents. Because they don't have parents. They are Boko Haram. Killing us. Massacring everybody. They were laughing. I want to tell the world to listen now. They want to know what Biafra will do. Biafrans will do. Because they are holding our leader. And I want them to know, when we will start to do something, Britain will begin to give news. Britain will begin to speak. They are terrorists. But the Britain is the problem of this zoo called Nigeria. The Britain is covering up the atrocities they are doing in this country. Britain are the supporter the world to listen. This is okay. I want the world to hear that this is okay. My brother, I want the Biafran to know that the battle line has drawn. I want the Biafran to know this is the time that we are going to prove that we belong in this land. This is time for God to prove that we are, these people are messing up in this place. Buhari is going around. Look at the Buhari, an old boo who refused to die. An old boo who is going to die very soon. Okay, look at this man himself, the governor of Anambra State. His case has been closed. Listen, I am not afraid of death because I know I will die one day. Instead, I will die a coward. I die as a hero. That is what I came into the world to do. Because I believe these people, we can never sit, keep silent and watching these people. What makes me to be mad is to see how they are shooting a woman. Okay, what can these people say again? Are they going to say that they are defending themselves from the woman? Are they going to say they shot us last time and they said they are defending themselves? I want the world to ask them, what are you shooting the women for? Are you defending yourself from the women? This is the question. Are they defending themselves from the women again? Are women doing them anything? But I want the world to open their eyes and see what they are doing to Biafran. I want the world to understand they took Biafran as a slave. They pretend to the Hausa people that Biafran is a slave. They can handle us as they like. They can kill us as they like. That nobody will talk. If any person talk, because they are in the world power, they will tell the world. Because they are in world council, they will tell the world. Leave them, leave them, leave them. It's baboons and monkey. We are not, nothing is happening there. Britain, have you carried this news in BBC? Have you carried this news in BBC that they are holding an American? You will shut up your mouth now, you will not speak. But the time that Biafran will begin to defend themselves, you begin to broadcast the news at BBC. Britain. Britain. The atrocities that you are committing in this so-called Nigeria, you created as their God. I am telling you, Britain, especially those who are in the government, I am telling you, those that you kill, they will be better than you. They will be better than you. They will come alone. I am telling you, you will never die a natural death. They will come alone. You will never die a natural death because you are going to see, you are going to bury your children. You are going to bury your wife before you die. And those who are going to look you on your old age, they are going to die on your eyes. As you allow the houses to shoot those who do not have anything in their hand. But then I want to ask you something. This time around, Chukwuka Kabiama is watching at you. My brother, we are going to gather ourselves. Even all our brothers, that we are going to wake up. Because I believe this is time. It is not a time. They are watching to see what we are going to do. But we must do something. When they begin to see us doing something, they will begin to be trouble. When they begin to see us doing something, my brother, I know that Nnamdi Kanu prepare for this purpose. For this purpose, he is a freedom fighter. For this purpose, he rise to fight for freedom of his people. And I know, whatever he is now, what we give in heart is what we have been as his brothers. What we make him to stand on his word without shaking. Nnamdi Kanu is not a Wazirike. I want to tell you, brother, Nnamdi Kanu is not a Wazirike. Nnamdi Kanu has come for freedom of his people. And he prepared himself to see Biafra comes. Nnamdi Kanu, you cannot give Nnamdi Kanu life. You cannot buy in Nnamdi Kanu. This man is a hero for Biafra. Chukwuka Kabiama brings him into the world for the sake of Biafra. You will never bribe him. No amount of torture that we make Nnamdi Kanu to save his brothers. No amount of word from your dirty mouth, bottom mouth, we make Nnamdi Kanu to get back. Nnamdi Kanu has decided to bring down Biafra. And he is going to leave Biafra until he hangs the flag of Biafra on the mountain. Nothing can stop it. I want to tell you before, you are joking, you are praying, because I know that Chukwuka Kabiama is going to do something great. My brother, I am going to stop Sophia. But I'm telling you, my brother, there's something I want to discuss with you, my brother. If I find paper in your side, please call me after. I will tell you something which I would not like to speak on the air.
Right. You are blessed, my brother. Ojuku, thank you very much. Your number ends in 6 E's, right?
Yes, my brother.
Okay, okay. I'll give you a call.
Thank you, my brother. You are blessed.
Thank you, thank you. Keep on keeping on.
You are blessed, my brother.
Thank you, thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London. And before we go on this program, this is a special announcement for IPOB Austria in Vienna. There will be a demonstration in the capital, the Austrian capital, Vienna, tomorrow by 10 a.m. at Schwarzenberg Platz, 3rd District, Vienna, direction by Tram 71 and Tram D. I don't understand all this, but I will try to repeat it again. There is going to be a demonstration by IPOB Austria, and it is going to take place in the capital city, in Vienna, by 10 a.m. at Schwarzenberg Platz, 3rd District, Vienna, and direction by Tram 71 and Tram D. Those living in Austria, you will understand this. I should have wanted Nnamdi Kasi Onwuma to come up and announce it, but I don't know what is going on. I don't know whether he's able to do so. Once again, IPOB Austria will be having their demonstration in solidarity with the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, who is presently being incarcerated by the Nigerian security agents. And this demonstration is coming up by 10 a.m. at Schwarzenberg Platz, 3rd District, Vienna, and the direction is by Tram 71 and Tram D. Thank you very much. The same thing in the same vein is what we are telling everybody. If you love Nnamdi Kanu, if you know what he stands for and you believe in it, stand out and be counted. In United Kingdom, on Monday, the 26th of October, there will be a mega demonstration, a mega protest in front of the Nigerian High Commission at 9 Northumberland Avenue. If you are an IPOB family member, you are expected to be there. You must make every arrangement to be there. You must leave what you are doing on Monday, the 26th of October 2015, and come down to London at number 9 Northumberland Avenue, which is the Nigerian High Commission in London. This is, of course, a rare opportunity for us to show solidarity with the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. Whether he is released by then or not, the demonstration will continue because he has been illegally detained, tortured, and have been subjected to inhuman and degrading treatment. All over the world, we are asking all Biafrans to stand up and go on the street and tell the world about what is happening to Biafrans. There is nothing anybody can do about it. The same in Biafra land, we have succeeded in putting the zoo called Nigeria on spotlight, and the world is watching. The international community is watching. The international human rights communities are watching. And there is nothing anybody can do. They can beat you, they can shoot, but they will not win this battle. It's as simple as that. The world is watching, and we are documenting all the atrocities they are committing against the Biafran people. It is at this juncture that your sincerely chairman for will be bowing out. We will take a break for some hours and come back What else can I say? We have come, we have deliberated, and it is time to go. But make no mistake about it. Biafra is here to stay. And it is only by dint of effort, absolute dedication to duty, and unadulterated application of ourselves to the Biafra restoration cause. We lift the leader of this family, Nnamdi Kanu, who is in the enemy camp at the moment, to God in prayers. May God Almighty continue to protect him and surround him with his ever increasing presence, and blind the eyes of the enemy. Any hand or leg or mouth that rises against him must be destroyed permanently, both spiritually and physically. Let us stand in solidarity. Let us stand shoulder to shoulder with him, because together we'll be victorious. We are giving the Nigerian authorities benefit of the doubt to release Nnamdi Kanu. What is going to come will be uncontrollable. It's as simple as that. It is at this juncture that I will be signing off from here in London. My name is Peter M4, and I'm the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra. We thank you for listening on this segment. Thank you very much, and God bless.
God bless Biafra. God bless my POPs. Fire Balai, Umu Biafra. Thank you, thank you. 6 to 4 on the pitch. We love our home, we don't feel long. If you like, you shoot me gun. Ochina Magaya Chan, Peseful Lagaya Chan, Tulia Malagaya Chan, Chukwa Biama Nibu Chan, Anadimanya Klabai, Ezebu Besetos Queen.
Who is there for more Biafra? Who is there for more Biafra? Who is there for more Biafra? From the hands of Jesu, Kayoba Chukwa Biama, Kayoba Chukwa Biama.
Chukwabiama, Ezebu, Bogodon, Uchotai.
Anyi ganana, anyi ganana, anyi ganana, anyi ganana, anyi ganana,
onye ndu obodo abu odibego chukwu mutara obia dika obuna ndi bia afre nwezo onye ndu ai na efa kwadi ku mizra eme no zara uwasike we kunye zi na oge ndu ai ganya bu njem aya ekuni kwa so uwasike mmadu dika nwefuta obi nwefuta kwa ndi nwere chukwu mana akakata odika nya bu trafiketo na tutu side odika were nego setro mmad anya gota ze bai ga ai bi bu webe kwa kwa wele kwa bebere temu e chineke we si ai ke nweke no ye ekwu maka bi afra ka nweke no ye nno chita anya ai we kwonite mara dika na am de karu o we na edu kwa ai we kwa na sia ndi mmadu we na agwe ya mba iru azu anju ku na agwe ya mba ona ibu ndi bi afra su kwa na agwe ya mba mande ba bi konyo na agwe ya no se pota mo kro bi akefu o bulu maka gene ke ngwa ndi bi afra driver bu mota na kwa ndi cheko obodo abura na he chine go ndi nemi ya basa ihe re dio bi afra re dio bi afra na ekwu okwu then I have to say je chide ndi boko haram obu ha na enye obodo anso kwa ndi bi afra re dio bi afra na boko haram ke ndi gebu nsogbu Nigeria aju ka na aju okay asi na chide re dio bi afra meche ebe obu na ha maka ga chide re dio bi afra meche obo ka ha maka ha chide kwa ndi boko haram meche aka ha fu si bu mada ha ne Imogoro balanja ane kune veja kwa kari ya obala ya beru neni kwe kita. Obala sachi edo buja. Ozo kwa si banyoro diyo biafra. Kwa si banyia on. Iha ane kune biafra mara kwa neba ina aga. Obo lube homo age se tra ebo di biafra. Kwa, di biafra. Ae ganana, ae ganana.
Ae ganana, ae ganana, ae ganana.
Biafra bubu maka onye je kambo e nwere ebe mfuru onye ugwu nwere one room ma afọ na edozi ihe edozi and ebe nke ha bi ebi ọkwa na nke ha yọtara n'aka gọọmenti mgbe na-etepụ n'anya ebe ha na-emekwu ekpere ka m bịakwa anya oche ama nyopụta na ebe a na ha nọ na rent iji gozi gị na ọnwa nwe ka o si daa potopoto ha chiri ute ha na ketụ na be ha mana ndị igbo gbagoo mgbago a ete na-alụkasịtụ na agha aghara arụmasọ onye igbo ọbụla nọkwara mgbago ahụ na-akpa akpị na-ewelata ya na na biafra mana kwa na ihe ndị a niile ebe echewa aghara ahụ ngwa na-etekwa ya ihe gosikwa gị na biafra sokwa eme ndị biafra ibe ngwa na-etepụ na ya na mba dị ka igbo a na-akpụrụ anya arụsị ndị awụsa ebe ọ bụla itere isi na-afịa
triumphant.